Court of State of Nevada is now in session. The Honorable Justice Cherry presiding.
Good morning, everybody. Please be seated. Our only case this morning is case number 54072, Office of the Nevada Attorney General, Bureau of Consumer Protection, Appellant versus the Public Utilities Commission of Nevada and Nevada Power Company doing business Nevada Energy Respondents. Mr. Saunders for the appellant.
Yes, I am ready to proceed.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Good morning. May it please the court. My name is Michael Saunders, and I represent the appellant, the Attorney General's Bureau of Consumer Protection, or BCP. At this time, I would like to reserve 4 minutes for rebuttal.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on the clock.
This case involves a resource planning decision of the Public Utilities Commission to grant Nevada Power Company resource planning approval for a power plant costing $235 million more than a competing power plant known as Apex. The issues in the case are whether the commission acted arbitrarily and capriciously in approving the Harry Allen plant without further process given evidence of a much less costly alternative.
Mr. Saunders, let me interrupt you for 1 second. Just so I understand now, the Harry Allen plant to be built, I understand, is natural gas, is based on natural gas for production of electricity, correct?
That is correct.
And now Apex and Bighorn, were they coal plants?
No, they were natural gas plants as well.
They were also. Okay, thank you.
So the issue here, or one of the issues, is whether the commission acted arbitrarily and capriciously in approving the Harry Allen plant without further process giving evidence of a much less costly alternative known as Apex. Also an issue is whether the commission afforded the BCP adequate process. The underlying case on appeal is a resource planning case, and pursuant to NRS 704.741, the purpose of resource planning is to determine the best combination of sources of supply to meet electrical demand or the best method to reduce it. The Commission's regulations require that supply plans list alternative options. Minimizing cost under the Commission's regulations is a key consideration in approval of options. And most importantly, once the Commission approves a resource planning project, the utility will be permitted to recover all just and reasonable project costs in a subsequent general rate case. In other words, the project will be deemed a prudent investment and the utility will be allowed to recover those costs in a general rate case. With more costly projects being more costly for ratepayers and yielding greater profit for the utility. The key facts of the case occurred in 2008. On May 21st, 2008, Nevada Power filed its application for approval of the construction of Harry Allen and the acquisition of a plant known as Bighorn. With that filing, a tight statutory time frame of 135 days began. 135 days is a very tight time frame to consider these cases, which are very complex. Every day in the process was crucial for the parties as well as the commission. More than 2 months later, on August 1st, Nevada Power received a firm offer letter for the sale of a plant known as Apex from Broadway Gen Funding LLC.
Now, before that time-wise, now, your office intervened or filed a notice to intervene on May 27, 2008. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay.
The cost of the Apex plant was set at $545 million. On August 12th, staff and BCP filed their prepared direct written testimony with the commission, unaware of the Apex offer. On August 18th, Nevada Power, 17 days after receiving the Apex offer, held a meeting with staff, not BCP, mind you, just staff, and informed the staff of the existence of the Apex offer. On August 22nd, less than 2 weeks before hearing, and after having had the offer letter for 21 days, Nevada Power supplemented a staff discovery response and revealed the existence of the Apex offer. On August 29th, a mere 5 days before hearing, staff filed a motion to supplement its testimony along with new prepared direct written testimony. In that prepared direct written testimony, staff witness Davis testified that acquisition of Apex plant appears to be considerably more advantageous than constructing the Harry Allen plant, $545 million versus $780 million.
Is environmental concerns at all at issue in the decision? or were, let me rephrase with the proper verb noun, would environmental concerns have been at issue in the decision, notwithstanding the price difference for the two plants?
Environmental issues do play a role in resource planning decisions. The staff recommended not wholehearted approval of Harry Allen, but rather conditional approval. And that condition was that the power company negotiate in good faith with Broadway for the sale of the Apex plant before continuing construction on Harry Allen. On September 2nd, the day before hearing, Nevada Power Company filed its opposition to the staff's motion to supplement the testimony. Nevada Power also included with its opposition four new sets of testimony. On September 3rd, the hearing commenced, and the presiding officer granted staff's motion and allowed both the staff and power company to supplement their testimonies. On October 1st, the commission issued an order. In that order, the commission found that no party recommended denying Harry Allen. Notably, the order did not state that the commission staff had provided only conditional support for proceeding with Harry Allen. Also importantly, there was no substantive discussion of the Apex offer. On October 15th, as a result of the commission not addressing staff's recommendation fully, the BCP filed a petition for reconsideration and a rehearing. BCP argued that the finding that no party recommended that the commission deny Nevada Power's request to construct Harry Allen was inconsistent with the record in light of staff's mere conditional recommendation for approval of Harry Allen. And even the staff, in its answer to the BCP's petition for reconsideration and our rehearing, stated that the commission, by not addressing staff's recommendation fully, the commission did not support its decision with substantial evidence. On November 26th, the commission issued its order on the BCP's petition for reconsideration and a rehearing. The commission found that staff's position was based on the Broadway letter, which the commission found to be poor evidence entitled to little weight since it contained assertions that were unverifiable in the present proceedings. Broadway was not a party. The fact is, Your Honors, the assertions contained in the offer letter could have been verified through rehearing, and that is what the BCP requested. Broadway could have been brought in as a party. The record could have been fully developed, but it wasn't. For the commission not to have granted rehearing and verified the specifics of an offer letter for a power plant that would be $235 million less expensive than the Harry Allen plant was arbitrary and capricious. Yet another reason for the commission to hold rehearing was the fact that the BCP was taken by unfair surprise due to Nevada Power's belated, nearly eve of the hearing admission of the Apex offer.
Did it play in the fact that Apex was not a new facility versus Harry Allen being a new facility, or how did that play before the Public Service Commission?
That would be a factual matter. I'm not certain how.
I didn't even know if that was even discussed or if that's an issue. I tell you, I don't know that much about power plants and all and how they age and whatever, but did that play into that? I'm just thinking, like, I can analogize it to a hotel. A 30-year hotel in Reno is worth less than a new one, you know, like that, just for deferred maintenance and things like that. And
in my honest opinion, from my recollection attending the hearing, no. That those issues weren't addressed.
Okay, thank you.
Given that $235 million in excess costs was at issue, the commission should have afforded all parties the maximum due process.
Counsel, may I ask you a question with respect to the standard upon which we review this, and that is to determine whether or not there was substantial evidence and or whether or not the decision below was arbitrary or capricious. Some law would suggest that although there may be more than one correct decision for a commission to make, that nonetheless we should defer if there is substantial evidence supporting the commission's decision. It seems to me in this case that the order was fairly substantial in terms of its recitation of what it considered in making its decision. How then would you suggest to us that we ignore or get around that particular standard of review?
Well, Your Honor, I believe that the commission's ignoring the Apex offer, an offer that was unverified by the commission's own statement, I believe that was unreasonable and arbitrary and capricious. And I don't believe a reasonable mind would accept as adequate to support the conclusion that Harry Allen was the best least cost resource when there was unverified evidence of a $235 million less cost than alternative. And even, I just believe the Harry Allen, the commission approving Harry Allen was an unreasonable in light of evidence of an unverified offer for a power plant that was $235 million less expensive. The U.S. Supreme Court case, Universal Camera Corp., states that the substantiality of evidence must take into account whatever in the record fairly detracts from its weight. The commission also offered another theory for why it approved Harry Allen, and that was based on an interpretation of the resource planning statute. The commission stated that staff's recommendations to condition approval of Harry Allen were rejected by the commission because they were based on evidence not brought forward by the utility. I believe that this interpretation of resource planning statutes is plainly outside the public policy underlying resource planning and would preclude the commission from considering evidence of alternative options. In closing, Your Honors, I believe here the commission has acted without substantial evidence and arbitrarily and capriciously in accepting the Harry Allen plan without further process, given evidence of a potentially much less costly power supply alternative. It could have been, the commission could have easily implemented procedures to evaluate the relative merits of the Apex and Harry Allen options. Thank you. And I'm sorry. I would request that the court set aside the decisions of the district court and the commission approving resource planning recovery. Thank you.
Okay, you have 4 minutes left. It'll be Mr. Trachek and Mr. Noble for the respondent.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Noble, are you splitting it? Is that what you're doing? Okay.
Yes, may it please the court, Dave Noble with the Public Utilities Commission. With the court's permission, I'll be speaking for 10 minutes, and Mr. Trachek will be speaking for 5 minutes. The BCP claims that the commission's order was arbitrary and capricious. We would represent that that is far from the facts. This is actually a disagreement with the commission's conclusions as to the weight of the evidence of the facts. The commission's order that was issued on October 1st, 2008, goes into detail as to why it approved the utility's request to construct the Harry Allen plant.
Why did they not consider the less expensive alternative?
In resource planning, the Apex plant was actually not an alternative. The NRS 704.751 specifically states that the commission will either accept or deem inadequate the utility's plan. So Apex was actually not a part of the utility's plan. The evidence on Apex could be used to determine whether or not Harry Allen was adequate or should be accepted or deemed inadequate, but it was not within the commission's statutory authority to approve the Apex plant in lieu of Harry Allen.
Thank you.
In paragraphs 53 and 54 of the commission's order on October 1st, it's on record and appeal at 596, the commission specifically states that it determined that there was a serious reliability and cost risk if the Harry Allen plant was not constructed based on the tightening of the markets in the Desert Southwest. In the order on petition for reconsideration issued on November 26, 2008, the commission specifically addressed the weight of the evidence with regards to Apex, and specifically at paragraph 30, which is found at Record and Appeal at 596. The commission stated that, although relevant, the assertions regarding the Apex unit, a facility not before the commission in this docket, contained in a letter from Broadway, a non-party, were unverifiable in the present proceeding. Therefore, the letter was considered to be poor evidence, awkwardly presented, and was accorded little weight in the commission's determinations regarding Harry Allen CC. There was substantial discussion in briefs by BCP with regards to the Apex alternative. But as I stated, that was not before the commission for acceptance in this case. It was strictly Harry Allen. And the reason for that is the resource planning process is not a free-for-all for everybody to come, for the public to come in and offer their alternatives for commission consideration to choose something other than what the utility has proposed. The utility is the expert in the construction and the acquisition of utility facilities. They know best what they can do. They bring that forward to the commission to get the commission's approval. And what that does is it gives the utility an assurance that they will recover these costs. When they're spending tens of millions, hundreds of millions, and in fact billions of dollars in this day and age, they need some sort of assurance that they will recover those costs in rates if they go proceed. And that's why NRS 704.110 sub 11 specifically states that. In fact, in the commission's regulations in NAC 704.937, it specifically lays out what the utility will present in its resource plan, not what the other parties will present. If the BCP wants to provide an alternative for commission consideration, it needs to go to the legislature and have the IRP statutes changed. It should not be permitted to do that through the courts. The BCP also claims that its due process rights were violated. The commission will represent that it was provided all the process that it was due in this case. As counsel for BCP delineated the timeline with regards to the information with regards to APEX, the data requests were updated by Nevada Power on August 22nd. On August 29th, the staff of the commission, which is a party in every proceeding pursuant to NRS 703.301, filed a motion to stay the procedure, to deviate from the procedural schedule and supplement their testimony. Nevada Power responded to that motion. BCP did not respond to that motion. The presiding officer in the docket took up that motion at the first day of the hearing on September 3rd and allowed the parties to argue their cases. BCP simply stated that it did not, it supported staff's motion and that the parties should be allowed to supplement their testimony based on this new information. At no point during that discussion did BCP state that its due process rights were being violated. And in fact, the hearing commenced. There were 24 hours of hearing over 3 days, 30 witnesses, 53 exhibits, 810 pages of transcript, and 1,142 pages pre-filed testimony. And not once during that time did the BCP object to the process that was implemented by the commission to review the Eighth Amendment in that case. In fact, BCP's witness revised their testimony to state that they did not oppose the construction, which would be Harry Allen, or the acquisition, which in their minds would be APEX, of a 500 megawatt gas generation facility in addition to Bighorn. Bighorn was another 500 megawatt gas facility that was under consideration in that docket. It wasn't until the reconsideration that BCP brought up the due process argument. And the commission would represent that that is an unfair advantage to BCP to sit there mute through that entire process while all the parties expend time and resources. In fact, the issue of process was specifically dealt by the commission and not say a thing. In addition to that, the commission's order has now been in effect for 715 days since October 1st, 2008. NAC 703.790 sub 2 states that commission's order are effective upon the date of issuance. Also, NAC 703.801 sub 6 states that the effectiveness of a challenged order is not suspended when a petition for reconsideration or rehearing is filed. At no time during their petition for reconsideration or rehearing did BCP ask to stay the effectiveness of the commission's order. Also, NRS 703.374 sub 2 states that commission orders are reasonable and just until set aside by the court. To this date, no court has set aside the commission's orders in this case. However, NRS 703.374 sub 1 A through D allows for preliminary injunctions to stay the effectiveness of commission's orders. At no time in the last 715 days has the BCP requested the effectiveness of the commission's orders be stayed. As a result, we have an effective order that deemed the Eighth Amendment adequate and that it was accepted the construction of the Harry Allen plant, and substantial monies have been expended in the construction of that facility. And if there are,
how far along is the facility right now?
I believe Mr. Trachok will address that, but it is supposed to go online, I believe, in May of next year. So the construction has been going on for nearly 2 years now.
Okay.
And if there are no other questions, I will.
Thank you. Mr. Trachok, on behalf of the power company.
Mr. Trachuk, I have one question, the corporate entities. So, you know, we're trying to go through it now. My understanding was Sierra Pacific Resources, Inc. acquired Nevada Power Company, so it became a wholly owned subsidiary of Sierra Pacific Resources, Inc., who subsequently changed its name to NV Energy. So NV Energy is the parent company, and Nevada Power is the wholly owned subsidiary. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
And so it's NV Energy doing business as Nevada Power Company.
Okay.
And that's the one of the respondents in this particular case.
Okay. Rick Trachuk of the firm Jones Vargas. Members of the court, I'd like to address a couple of the questions that were raised during Mr. Noble's argument. First of all, I think it's important to keep in mind Nevada's IRP statute, or its resource planning statute. What this requires is that the utility submit its plan, how it proposes to supply its customers over both the long range and the short range. And if you take a look at NRS 704.751, the commission is to review the plan to determine whether or not the plan itself is adequate, and it shall either approve the plan or reject the plan or any portion of the plan.
So myself as a citizen can't come in and say I want Las Vegas to be done by wind power or solar or something like that. The plan has to come through Nevada Power Company.
Exactly. And so if you want your Honor, if you want your wind plant to be considered by the Public Utilities Commission, the only way that that could be considered and acted upon and either approved or denied by the commission is if you were able to convince the power company to put it in as part of its particular plan. But you would still be allowed to present evidence of your plan, just like this commercial developer, LS, tried to sneak its commercial project into the process. And the commission will take evidence on that particular proposal, but only insofar as it addresses the adequacy of the company's plan. In other words, under Nevada statutes, the commission never could have approved the APEX proposal from LS. It's not possible. It wasn't part of the company's plan. And Justice Seda, you had asked a question on the environmental concerns. And I think it's very important that we keep in mind the context in which this Eighth Amendment to the 2006 plan was prepared. The Eighth Amendment was trying to fill the gap, the 1,500 megawatt gap, because the Ely Energy coal plant was being delayed by a number of years. In other words, the Nevada Power Company had to fill 1,500 megawatts, 500 megawatts starting in 2009, 500 megawatts starting in 2010, and 500 megawatts starting in 2011 to be able to serve its customers in Clark County. And there were two commercial plants that were already constructed that had been producing power, and that was the Apex plant and the Bighorn plant. Nevada Power Company owned the Harry Allen site, and on the Harry Allen site, there was an existing air permit that was set to expire, and it was going to be the last air permit where a power plant could be constructed in the Las Vegas Valley. This was critically important because in 2008, all of the data from the entire West Coast was showing that there was going to be a critical shortage of electrical generation. And if this Harry Allen plant wasn't constructed, then 500 megawatts, not just for Nevada, but also for the whole desert Southwest, would be lost. And that was the most critical point, and that is why the staff supported the construction of the Harry Allen facility. That is why the BCP did not oppose the construction of the Harry Allen facility, and that is why the commission approved that portion of the company's plan. In January of 2008, the company had already decided to ask for approval and build Harry Allen, 500 megawatts. That was going to come online in 2011. And in January and February of 2008, the company negotiated with LS Power that owned Apex and with Reliant that owned Bighorn to try to purchase one of those two plants. It needed all three, but it could only pay for one of the two of them and construct Harry Allen. And the
in March, a determination was made after extensive due diligence, and the company decided to negotiate with Reliant to buy Bighorn. In May of 2008, the contract with Reliant for the Bighorn plant was signed. The application, the filing, was made on the 8th Amendment to the resource plan. BCP was provided a copy of this filing that showed that the company was asking for approval to build Harry Allen and for approval to buy Bighorn. In June of 2008, BCP and staff were provided by the company with the due diligence analysis that was conducted on both Apex and on Harry Allen. On August 1st in 2008, the company received what was purported to be an offer, a firm offer, from LS, 1 month before the hearing was to start. When you take a look at that particular letter, you will quickly realize it wasn't a firm offer. It was a proposal to start negotiations. The price wasn't set, the conditions weren't set, the warranties weren't set, the price was subject to adjustment based on different warranty issues. A week later, the company received another letter from LS, and that letter said, we're asking you for a proposal to buy the electricity from the Apex project. So the company was faced with these two different letters. One is proposing to sell the plant again. We've already been through this in the earlier part of the year. And the other was proposing to sell the electrical output of that plant. Once the company made a determination what it was that LS wanted from the Apex plant, then it provided all of the information to staff and BCP. During the hearing, the critical component and the staff's testimony, both from Mr. Davis and Mr. McGuire, was we cannot let this air permit expire. Not only does Nevada need Harry Allen, but the Desert Southwest needs Harry Allen. And as staff witness McGuire testified, he said, listen, if there wasn't this clock ticking, in his words, on the air permit for Harry Allen, we would ask the commission to reject Harry Allen, let the company go back and reanalyze, and then come back to the commission with another proposal. But because the Nevada needed it and the Desert Southwest needed it, that is why the staff recommended approval of the construction of the Harry Allen, and that is why the BCP did not oppose the construction of Harry Allen, and that is why the commission approved Harry Allen. We needed the power. And the 2 years later, the company has proceeded with construction based on this valid order, and the company has expended over $600 million in constructing this plant. This plant will be completed and online in May of 2011.
So if it were shut down, the company would lose $600 million?
The ratepayers would lose $600 million. It's even worse.
Okay.
Ratepayers would have to pay for this plant because the company constructed the plant pursuant to a valid order from the commission. At no time did the BCP, after the October 1st order, seek an injunction, any type of a restraining order. Over the last 2 years, it has done nothing except for file the district court action and then the appeal to this particular court. And again, in reliance on this, on behalf of its ratepayers, Nevada Power Company has spent over $600 million constructing this plant.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Saunders, you have 4 minutes for rebuttal. And if you'd start off by answering the question that Mr. Trajak just raised about the loss to the ratepayers of $600 million worth of construction.
Well, yeah, why didn't you seek the injunction, Mr. Saunders, you know, if you knew this progression on the plant was going on?
We weren't required to seek an injunction. And as a practical matter, Your Honor, it appears, given the district court's decision, that the seeking of an injunction wouldn't have made a practical difference. With respect to the cost recovery for a resource planning project occurs in a general rate case after the resource planning case. If the court were to strip away or peel away resource planning approval that was granted October 1st for the Harry Allen plant, the commission then be free to grant recovery of all the money to the company, none of the money, or some of the money. With respect to the issue of how NRS 704.7151 should be interpreted, that question of interpretation is a case of first impression before this court. It seems the commission did not fully and adequately consider evidence of APEX because that evidence of APEX came in from a party other than the utility. There is nothing in the resource planning statutes or in the public policy underlying resource planning that would seemingly preclude the commission from considering evidence of alternative options brought forward by other parties when the commission makes a finding to determine whether a project or a resource plan should be accepted or found inadequate. In fact, the public policy, as articulated by Mr. John Wellinghoff, former consumer advocate and now a FERC chairman, he stated that the public policy with respect to resource planning is the fact that the utility and the commission and consumers have entered into a regulatory compact whereby the utility has given up its right to independently make resource planning decisions in return for allowing the commission and other interveners being given the right to participate in the resource planning process. Even the commission's general counsel agreed with this statement in its brief.
Counsel, I know you addressed that $600 million is still bothering me, so if we could talk about that. I believe NV Energy has a monopoly in the state on regulated power distribution, so your only option is to build your own power plant, I guess, or windmills or whatever they do to get your own power source. Everybody's got to use them in this whole state, so that $600 million affects everybody, you know, like that. So I just can't see how it's reasonable for the consumers to be asked to absorb that kind of cost at this stage. You know, if you didn't elect to go sue for an injunction immediately after the approval and stop the consumer before all this money was being spent.
We see emergency motions all the time to expedite appeals. I don't understand why this wasn't expedited and so that we're not looking at the $600 million loss to the ratepayers.
Well, as a practical matter, it appears an injunction would not have made a practical difference.
Why? I mean, if you can, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If right as soon as these proceedings concluded, before anybody put a shovel in the ground, you could have sued for an injunction. I don't think, if I remember correctly, under NRCP 65, you don't even have to put up a bond because you're a government entity. So you could have done that and taken your case to a judge, and he might have agreed, he or she may have agreed, and got granted a preliminary injunction, and all this money wouldn't have been spent. Right now, it's almost finished.
The issue of cost recovery will be determined by the commission in a subsequent general rate case. All the BCP is asking here is that the court set aside the resource planning approval decision and basically allow the commission to make a determination whether it was prudent for the company to go forward and spend that money. The fundamental issue is, what was that commission decision arbitrary and capricious insofar as the commission failed to consider evidence of alternative options brought forward by other parties?
Thank you.
Thank you.
The court thanks Mr. Saunders and Mr. Trajek, Mr. Noble, for their argument and briefs in this matter. Very well presented on all sides here. And this case will stand submitted. And we'll be in recess until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, when we have two cases tomorrow.